ladies, let's kind of go through day by day and talk about what are some of the scheduled events and the items that we certainly don't want to miss. So starting out today, Wednesday is the first day, and of course we can't talk about ice cream without going to the ice cream parlor. The Chamber is going to be hosting the Chamber Coffee at the newly renovated $3 million investment for the Wells Visitor Center and Ice Cream Parlor. So let's talk about that. Teresa, we'll start with you. Kind of give us a little bit of highlights of the Chamber Coffee and start off with Ice Cream Days.
You bet. We are going to kick Ice Cream Days off with the Chamber Coffee at the Ice Cream Parlor. And as you said, it's newly renovated, so everybody should be sure to stop in. That's from 9:30 to 10:30 and check it out. Other events, Ice Cream Day events going on today. We've got the Tri-State Cruisers Drive-In at Bob's. That's at 5 o'clock. Splash Dance at the pool. And the Time Capsule is going to be buried. That's been a big thing. So that's 7 o'clock at Foster Park. Joel and Nikki Johnson are doing that. And followed by a ice cream social and the municipal band concert at 8.
Okay. Jessica, let's get you involved in this. Of course, Teresa talked a little bit about the Time Capsule. A lot of interest there. I know a lot of people have submitted items and different things. So tell us about the ceremony with the Time Capsule.
Well, as Teresa mentioned, it'll be at 7 o'clock at Foster Park. So for the last, oh gosh, probably a month or so, we've been collecting items from people, businesses in town. They're over at City Hall, so we actually have quite a selection over there. The room is getting pretty full, and I know they came out and Nikki and Joel came over to see what was actually there and how much space we were going to need for that capsule. So Rich Zitlow will do a short presentation before the Time Capsule is sealed, I guess we'll call it. So we encourage people to kind of come over early and take a look and see what's going in there, because there's a lot of interesting pieces.
I was just going to ask, have you had a chance to see some of the items that have been submitted?
I have, yeah. My favorite actually is from the Lamar's Police Department. It's a uniform and the badge from 2019. So that one was kind of interesting. I thought, oh my gosh, what are they going to think 100 years from now when this is cracked? A lot of the schools have dropped stuff off, too. So there's a 2018 BARC that's going in. So that'll be, I think, super fun, too. You know, so much further in the future. Gosh, only knows what it'll be like.
And again, this is going to be at Foster Park.
Correct, yes. Yep, it'll be right before the ice cream social starts and the band concert that night. So come out early, take a look at what's going in, and hope you have a great time.
Okay, lots of things going on, and a lot of things that we've seen from years past at Ice Cream Days are being repeated again, but still, nevertheless, exciting events to participate in then. Anything else we want to mention about Wednesday?
No, get over to Bob's and check out those cars that day, too. That's always a super fun, very well-attended event.
All right, sounds good. I've been joined by Teresa Petty of the Ice Cream Days Committee, and also Jessica Brown Miller serves as one of the co-chairs for the Sesquicentennial.